Americans will be celebrating the nation's 239th birthday this weekend. Many will be headed to the beach. WUWF's Danielle Freeman recently visited the Okaloosa Beach Safety Unit for some tips on how to enjoy the sun, sand, and surf in a safe way.
The Beach Safety Unit, located at the boardwalk on Okaloosa Island, patrols 7 miles of beach, stretching from Beasley Park to the El Matador on Santa Rosa Boulevard. Captain Justin Cook has been a lifeguard for the last 9 years and handles the day-to-day operations of the unit. Cook says one of the biggest challenges they have is keeping an eye on a 3-mile stretch of beach that's densely populated and considered the heart of the coverage area.
We're just here for their safety, and sometimes they don't realize that. Sometimes they think we're just trying to, you know, tell them what to do, and that's really not the case. We just want to, you know, maybe move swimmers to a better location so that they're going to be out of danger or harm's way.
Regardless of what beach you're on, Captain Cook advises always swimming with a buddy and staying in the vicinity of the lifeguards on duty to avoid any trouble. Cook says this is especially important when it comes to rip currents, which pose one of the biggest threats to swimmers.
I would say that rip currents pose one of the biggest threats. About 85% of our water rescues are due to rip currents, and most of these people aren't avid swimmers.
If you get caught in a rip current, Cook says first and foremost, try to remain calm.
You know, you want to conserve energy. If you realize you're in trouble, you probably want to start, one, yelling for help and or waving your hand so that somebody hopefully will see you. And if you're caught in the rip, you kind of just, you let it take you. Let it take you out, and or you try to swim with the lateral current, so you swim parallel to shore.
An extremely helpful tool for the lifeguards and beachgoers alike is the beach warning flag system. Current beach conditions are represented by different colored flags flying at the beach for all to see. A green flag means low hazard, yellow is medium hazard, red is high hazard, and a double red flag means the water is closed to the public. Additionally, a purple flag represents dangerous marine life detected in the water, such as jellyfish, stingrays, or sharks. Captain Cook recommends paying close attention to the flags, which can change on a daily or even hourly basis, depending on weather and water conditions. In the month of June alone, the Beach Safety Unit had 78 water rescues. 67 of those rescues occurred within a span of red flag days, from June 12th through the 16th. However, Cook says not to take a green flag for granted.
I just want to let people know that they need to know that just because it's a green flag doesn't necessarily mean I should let my kid just go crazy out there. There are still hazards. You could step off the backside of a sandbar. You could go from being knee-deep to being overhead in a matter of a second.
Cook says it's still essential to exercise caution on a green flag day because it doesn't mean no hazard. It means low hazard.
Typically, the people that get in trouble are the people that can't swim because they see green flags and they think, oh, I should get out in the water. And nope, now I'm going to go a little bit deeper. Oh, this is fun. Now I'm going to go a little bit deeper. And then all of a sudden, somebody disappears and you look around and, you know, hey, where's my friend?
If you do encounter someone in trouble, Captain Cook says try to resist the urge to jump in after them, possibly becoming a victim yourself. It's best to call for assistance from the lifeguard on duty or dial 911.
We're here for you guys. We're here for your safety. We're here for information. You know, don't be afraid of us. Come over and talk to us. People kind of get scared about, you know, authority sometimes. And, you know, hey, we're people too, you know. Come over and talk to us and we'll be happy to inform you and, you know, make your stay a pleasant one.
From Memorial Day to Labor Day, lifeguards on Okaloosa Island are on duty from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Danielle Freeman, WUWF News.